I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for Gales Rewind. Thursday night meant a bounce back for St. Mary's as the Gales clobbered San Diego 86-57 at University Credit Union Pavilion. And SMC put the game away with a 28-3 run spanning halftime to take a nearly 30-point lead early in the second half. Ball
penetrates, kicks out to the right corner for Calcaterra. Now downstairs to Brown Soares, picked away from behind by Logan Johnson, coast to coast for the right-hand jam. Angling toward the left wing with the dribble, Johnson knocks it away again. Fotu feeds Johnson in transition again, and a run out and a lay-in for Logan Johnson as Sam Scholl calls a timeout, and the Gales have a 12-point lead. As he rims out a three from the left side, Gales with the rebound. Here's Dukas, wide open, transition three is up and good. 17-1 run. Right off the Saxon tree with five, with four, swings it, left wing, Dukas, shot fake, pass the corner for Bowen, three at the end of the half, knocks it down, and the Gales take a 21-point lead into the break.
Classic example of passing up a good shot for a great shot.
Down to the left corner, back to the basket, another hook to a back cutter, Dukas right down the lane for the left-handed lay-in.
Sam Scholl needs a timeout, this one's getting away. And the Gales are just carving them up in the half-court offense.
Here's Marshall Onis, left off the screen, turns the corner, cradles the ball in his left hand and lays it in off the window. And Sam Scholl's calling for a timeout in front of his bench. And the Gales are putting it on San Diego early in the second half.
We came out early on and played well from the start. I think, obviously, Logan, he was awesome on defense tonight. He was really locked in. He was pop balls loose. He got transition. He got us going a little bit on offense. It just makes it uncomfortable for the other guys. And then I thought our other guys followed suit. We were really, really dialed into getting stops and not letting them breathe much. And Coach Bennett was saying at halftime, it's like inspiring to watch. You get a guy playing that hard and that into it on the defensive end, and then he was making great decisions offensively. And I thought our whole team was really, really good defensively. And then offensively, I thought we shared the ball well. We took care of it.
Logan's energy is unmatched. When he feels great when he's in the zone, he's just one-man show, runs fast breaks, plays amazing defense. Like, he's just brings energy to the other guys. Like, he just leads us, and we play harder when he's on the court.
And the play you're talking about in the first half was awesome. Dukas had a three that was going to be semi-contested, and he gave it up for a wide-open corner three to Bowen. And those are the plays that, over the course of the year, you know, they pay dividends. You want your guys to have that mentality where it's you have enough good offensive talent that contested shot for Dukas, you get a wide-open one for Bowen, we went into the half up 21.
I think our whole identity is just team basketball, just share the ball. Like, that's our probably best weapon. We just move the ball until we have a great shot, and it's just fun to play like that. Everybody's happy, everybody's taking shots, making shots, and it's just beautiful to watch, nice to play. And
with the game out of reach down the stretch, Gale fans were treated to an extended look at the young Gale bench, who held the St. Mary's advantage.
Here's Barrett driving right, spinning back left, rises up and swishes home a floater.
Everybody getting into the act. Fender to be at a distance.
Moon Reith tries to drive, has it knocked away. Gales with the steal. Barrett in the open floor, gives it up to Judah Brown. Oh, man! Two-hand tomahawk jam. Sends Bachler on his way up the far wing. Dribbles into a three, left side, knocks it down.
They came in and they were still locked into the scout, what we had talked about in walkthrough. They crashed the old glass, and they played really well together. They're fun to watch. They get the ball moving, they penetrate, they kick out. We got open shots. They're good. Those older guys have set the bar pretty high as far as what we expect as a group and the way we want to play. So I think it's been great for our young ones. They know how important it is to be ready to go defensively, moving the ball, not playing selfish. And it was great overall game. Really happy with the way our guys responded from Tuesday.
I needed a game like that. Last week wasn't so good, but this week, both games, I think that I helped my team. I'm happy. I still have a lot of room to grow, but just trying to improve and help my team.
We definitely want him to be aggressive. He's good with the ball in his hands. He's a good decision maker. So you want to give your guys freedom to make plays. And I thought tonight when he came back in, he was really good there. And he's getting better just running our team in general, just being a floor general. It's a big task to ask of a freshman. So he's continuing to get better there. And it's been fun to see. I mean, anytime you can get your guys rest, it's beneficial, especially we got this stretch that we're in right now. And obviously you got a big matchup ahead on Saturday, so it'll be key for us again. Just keep getting them rest. You know, the weeks can get on you a little bit, but they've done a great job taking care of their bodies, getting healthy, getting recovered. So we're lucky we could separate a little bit. I think we should be fresh going into Saturday.
Should be crazy atmosphere, crazy game. We're playing really good team, maybe even the best in the country.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. We're excited for that.
After picking up their 20th win of the season, the Gales now head to Spokane for a matchup with number 2 Gonzaga in the Kennel on Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, I'm Alex Jensen, and you've been listening to Gales Rewind.